In a battle that went down to the wire, the George McDougall Mustangs football team came up just short in the 2021 Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, championship game on October 29. Playing the Cochrane Cobras in front of a packed and passionate crowd at Airdrie's Ed Egerer Athletic Park, the Mustangs clawed their way back from a 21-7 deficit in the first half, scoring two fourth-quarter touchdowns that sent the game into overtime. According to RVSA Commissioner Brian Utley, the game marked just the third time in the league's history that the championship tilt went to OT. But the Cobras came out on top in overtime, punching in a touchdown and completing the one-point conversion to cap off their drive from the 35-yard line, while the Mustangs' offense was shut out on third down. With the win, the Cobras continue their RVSA winning streak, which has seen them claim the last six league championships in a row. "Honestly, a great game by both teams," said Mikai Street Lewis, a grade 12 defensive end and defensive tackle for the Mustangs. "Our team, we really stepped it up in the second half. We were just trying to push for that win. Sadly, we couldn't come up with it." The fixture marked the Mustangs' first defeat of the 2021 season, as well as their first time in the RVSA title game since October 2014, when they last won it over Cochrane. The Cobras have enjoyed a divisional dynasty since then, winning every league championship, and Tier 3 provincial championship, from 2015 onward. "It's really too bad, honestly, but the other team, props to them for doing what they did," said St. Louis, a University of Calgary Dinos recruit. "They're a really good team. We played our hearts out but couldn't manage to pull out the W, but good work from both teams, defense and offense all around." Cochrane started the game on the front foot, with brothers Sean and Ethan Clazy combining for three touchdowns in the first half. The Mustangs' sole first-half points came off a touchdown from grade 11 running back Paul Condon in the second quarter. Neither team added to the scoreboard in the third quarter, meaning it was still 21-7 for Cochrane as the two sides took to the field for the final 12 minutes. With the trophy on the line, George McDougall found an extra gear in the fourth frame, and Condon quickly scored his second major of the contest to bring the Mustangs within one touchdown of the Cobras. Halfway through the fourth frame, a crucial block from Cohen O'Leary on a Cobras punt put the Mustangs' offense within scoring distance. On the ensuing drive, Condon managed to punch in his third touchdown of the contest. The one-point convert from quarterback Adam Mosier was good, bringing the Mustangs level. "Paul Condon was a superhero," said Mustangs head coach Chris Glass after the game. "The thing that really impresses me about Paul is that the bigger the stage, the bigger the performance. He wants nothing more than to have a full house and show off how he can play. He's one of the most competitive people I've ever had the privilege of coaching. He still has another year of high school to go, so the ceiling for this kid is so high." With the game still tied at the final whistle a few minutes later, the result triggered an CFL-style overtime shootout, meaning each team would attempt to score from a drive starting on the 35-yard line. Thanks to a Mustangs defensive penalty, the Cobras managed to take advantage of the 15-yard advantage, and quarterback Ethan Picard found the end zone on the ensuing play. When George McDougall took their turn from the 35-yard line, the Cobras' defense managed to hold off the Mustangs' offense on third down, in doing so, capturing their sixth consecutive RVSA title and bringing Cochrane's fans to their feet. Despite the disappointment of defeat, St. Louis said the Mustangs know they still have more to play for this season, as George McDougall will be the RVSA's Tier 2 representative in the Football Alberta Provincials. They'll return to the field next week to take on the Holy Trinity Academy Knights, who won the October 30 Big Rock Conference Championship game against the Strathmore Spartans. The Knights are the defending Tier 2 provincial champions from 2019. With an 8-1 record so far, St. Louis said the Mustangs are aware of how special a season the team is having, and added the prospect of playing for a provincial championship this fall is highly motivating. "It's honestly been a great season," he said. "I'm really proud of the boys. I couldn't have wished for a better grade 12 season. I came into the season really hyped and I felt we had potential. After the first three games, I thought, I think we have a winning team here. We went 8-0 and I was just beyond proud. I think everyone is proud of themselves. This one slipped out of our hands," he added. "Honestly, these next few weeks, we just have to focus on provincials and work hard in practice." I believe we have the potential to win the provincial championship, and I think if we work hard enough, we can definitely do that. Scott Strasser, AirdreeToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at ScottStrasser19.